and you shall know the truth.
And the truth that you know shall set you free.
Sanctify them by thy truth.
Thy word is truth.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he shares with you liberating truth from God's word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Inside and outside, and let's bless the name of the Lord.
Blessed be your name, oh Lord. Blessed be your name, oh Lord. Give him praise. Blessed be the one who reigns.
And just worship him. Tell him, Lord, I give you praise. Hosanna in the highest, we bless you. Great testimonies by his spirit. The Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit. These are not the works of men.
For the things you have done and the battles you have won, only you are worthy of my praise. I magnify your name. For the things you have done and the battles you have won, only you are worthy of my praise.
One more time, for the things,
for the things you have done and the battles you have won, only you are worthy of my praise. I magnify your name.
Jesus, we want to say thank you. We are not ungrateful people. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit in this place. Thank you for doing wonders in our midst. Lord, we give you all the praise. You are faithful. Thank you for the miracles, the breakthroughs, the liftings. We thank you. Hallelujah. How many of you will agree that the Lord has been faithful to us in this place? Hallelujah. These are not the workings of men. Friends, there is one who is greater than the greatest, higher than the highest. He's the only one who deserves the praise. Hallelujah. We are only but vessels. Hallelujah. He's the only one who deserves to be praised. And that's why we are really giving him all the praise. Hallelujah.
You do wonders in our midst.
Oh, hallelujah. Can you bless him with this song?
You do wonders in our midst.
You for the power of your spirit in this place, for the power of your word, capable of changing, capable of transforming. Bible says the spirit entered me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word abideth forever. How amiable are your ways, O Lord. They are my meditation all day long. The man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds, by every proceeding word. Hallelujah. Just pray a simple prayer and say, tonight my heart is open, O Lord. As your word is being taught, I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Hallelujah. Hear me, friends. Without the Holy Spirit, everything that is done on stage is just religion. Are you listening to me? is the Holy Spirit who gives life to this world. The Bible says in John 6:63, he says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Ezekiel 2:2, Ezekiel speaking said, the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. There is an activity of the Holy Ghost as the word comes. Hallelujah. That's why we take our time to worship the Lord. We are not just doing religious ceremonies. Hallelujah. Father, we truly thank you. We truly, truly thank you for your faithfulness. We are not ashamed to declare that we are nothing without you. Hallelujah. Bless us tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Walk up to 10 people, tell them God is still transforming people. Make sure you do it with a smile on your face. You may be greeting the next president, the next prime minister, the next CEO. Come on, take it seriously. Hallelujah. Be gloriously seated. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. It's good to have us again. We've been on a series of teaching on the kingdom. How many of you have been blessed by the kingdom series? Teaching us how to understand the system of God and to walk in harmony with his ways and his principles. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'll not be talking on the kingdom series. We still have one or two topics to cover under the kingdom series. Hallelujah. We'll still be talking about the culture of the kingdom, and then we'll end it with what theologians call, help me sound people, eschatology. Hallelujah. Eschatology is the study of the end times. Hallelujah. It gives us a panorama of the whole activities that surround the end time. The Bible says how that John was speaking. He said, I, John, was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and he was caught up and he began to see several things, and he was given an instruction. He said, write the things that were, the things that are, and the things that will happen thereafter. Hallelujah. And he began to write a letter to the seven churches across Asia Minor, which are, it's a prophetic symbolism of the entire span of the church age. Hallelujah. And then in chapter 4, he said, I heard a voice and he said unto me, come up hither and I will show you the things that will happen thereafter. And then we read about the vials and the plagues and the manifestation of the angels. Hallelujah. Then we begin to study about several things, what people call the tribulation, how that the kings of Gog and Magog, according to the revelation that was given to Daniel, he had a figure standing made of clay, made of bronze, and made of steel. You know, all of these things were representing the dispensation of different kings. Hallelujah. We take our time to discuss what these prophetic things mean, because if all we know is how to reign in life alone without knowing the future of the church, then we have all men most miserable. Hallelujah. We need to understand the future of the church age, and then we study how that the Bible says there was 30 minutes in heaven. We will also try to answer the question of the pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, or post-tribulation manifestation. Hallelujah. The concept of rapture. Is there an event in the Bible called rapture? Hallelujah. And then we'll get to talk about what will happen, the millennial reign of Christ, and how that Satan, through the instrumentality of the Antichrist, will be let loose and will deceive many and torture believers. The Bible gives us an understanding of a mark and an activity of Satan upon people, and he called it the number, he coded it, and he called it 666. What is the concept of 666? What's the mystery behind 666? Hallelujah. And is the Antichrist alive right now? Who is the Antichrist? What is his government like? Hallelujah. We'll begin to trace the government of the Antichrist from Cain, and then we'll consider the mystery of Babel, the Tower of Babel, and then we'll come to Babylon and Egypt, and we'll run a line beginning to help us understand the structure of the Antichrist government. Hallelujah. And then we'll discuss about the two witnesses. Hallelujah. People say it's Moses and Elijah. Is that true or not? We'll find out when we are discussing that statement. Then the destruction of Babylon. The Bible begins to speak about Babylon. Talks about a harlot who sits upon a horse holding wine that was the cup of the Matthias. Hallelujah. Then there was a shout, and he said, Babylon the great is falling. Her and all the kings of the earth who have made merchandise and have benefited from her harlotry. Then the Bible tells us about four horses and certain people that were seated on those horses. And the Bible tells us that death was one of the spirits that was sitting upon the horse. I'll be proving to you that hell is not just a location. Hell is a spirit. Hallelujah. Death is a spirit. The Bible says how that death, hell, and the grave will be defeated and will be cast into the lake of fire. We'll see the difference between hellfire and the lake of fire. Hallelujah. And then when Satan is bound, the 1,000 year, the millennial reign of Christ, what does that mean to the church? Then the last battle of Armageddon, when all the kings of the east will set themselves against God's Israel. Hallelujah. And then Revelation 19 begins to give us a picture of one upon a white horse. Hallelujah. How that a double-edged sword will proceed from his mouth and will cause a great slaughter. Then the Bible ends with what we call the great white throne judgment. Hallelujah. What is the difference between what we call judgment day and the great white throne judgment? Because the Bible makes us to understand that there are two kinds of judgments. And then the eternal destiny of the saints. Hallelujah. This will be, I hope that we'll consider that the next time. But for now, we're not going to be taking that teaching. I want to just help us understand the scripture that God laid in my heart, and then we'll pray. Hallelujah.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God.
Some days ago, the Lord showed me a vision, and I saw a stream flowing. And as the stream was flowing, it began to separate itself into different channels. And I saw how that there were different treasures in the channels. And people were running to one and then to another, running to one and to another. And I just stood watching. Hallelujah. And then I found out that other people were, some of the, they were like fruits from one of the stream. I don't know, I've never seen a stream delivering fruits. Hallelujah. But then some people will eat it and will enjoy certain levels of divine health. But I found out that they were not happy, they were not joyful. And then I saw others who will drink from a stream and then they'll just begin to laugh. Laugh in the spirit. Hallelujah. And then I heard a loud voice, and he said unto me, all the streams are necessary. And that was all. All the streams are necessary. Hallelujah. And then I began to ponder on this scripture, because when God speaks to me, if I don't understand, I just keep quiet. Hallelujah. And then God began to teach me something about the operation of the Spirit, and how that lots of believers have not been able to experience the fullness of the activity of the Spirit in their life, because we do not understand how to place a demand on his multifaceted dimensions. And that's what I'm going to be teaching tonight. Hallelujah. So let your heart be open, because this teaching is very prophetic tonight, and I trust that we'll pray. As I teach, there will be all kinds of impartations just coming, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Hallelujah. Let's start with Isaiah 11. Please make sure you came with something to write. If you didn't, just find your neighbor. I told you that we teach the word here, so when you come, come with something to write. Lord, let your word come with power. Let it come with grace. in the name of Jesus. Shepa kabrunda kabasika tebalaraba. Dikabo shanda brakete bosika tabrande kete balaraba sabo shikata mahia dakai. Breke imboshi tabalarashtia. I sense that there is an operation of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. There is a strong operation of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Strong operation of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The strong operation of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Paul said, "For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and understanding." Said the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, flooded with light, that you will see. Cause our eyes to see, O God. It takes the Spirit of God to grant us illumination into the Word. For the Bible says when Jesus rose up from the dead, there were two men who were walking with him on their way to Emmaus. Although he was the miracle worker, the Savior, the one who was the talk of the town, they were with him, but they could not recognize because their eyes were closed. And the Bible says when he sat at table with them and break the bread, then their eyes were opened. Every time there is a breaking of the bread, there is a release of the spirit of revelation, causing our eyes to see things that the ordinary man cannot see. Job said there is a path where the eyes of the vulture has not seen, and a road where the lion has not trodden upon. And that's our desire, to press into those realms that will grant us access to rule in the day and to rule in the night. Say amen. Amen. Isaiah 11 verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod. Please, can you increase the volume? And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. He said, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Hallelujah. The Bible in Isaiah chapter 11 gives us what we call in the church environment the manifestation of, or the seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. Now when we talk about the seven spirits of God, we are not talking about seven different spirits. Hallelujah. We are talking about the complete manifestation of the Spirit. For the number seven in the realm of the Spirit is a prophetic number for perfection and wholeness and completion. Hallelujah. He used 7 days to create man. In the seventh day God rested. Hallelujah. So the number seven stands for perfection and completion. The seventh angel in Revelation chapter 11 verse 15 sounded his trumpet, and there were voices saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign. So seven symbolizes the number of perfection. Seven lampstands, seven candlesticks. Hallelujah. Seven prophetic manifestations of the Spirit. And so the Bible here tells us that the Spirit of the Lord. What is the Spirit of the Lord? The Spirit of the Lord stands for, the word Lord there is, it refers to the spirit of dominion. Are you following me now? The Spirit of the Lord talks about that dimension of the Holy Spirit that postures your spirit in a way and a manner that you begin to manifest in the power and the authority of the kingdom. That's the dimension of the Holy Spirit that causes the Word of God to come alive in you, and you begin to function in a dimension of authority called exousia, the capacity to stand and legislate on behalf of the parliament of heaven. Hallelujah. There is an operation of the Spirit that is quickened and furnished in your person that causes you to comprehend the Word of God, brings you to a position where you begin to understand your rights and your privileges in Christ. Are you following me now? And you begin to see that he has given me authority over snakes and scorpions. It's the manifestation of that Spirit that causes that dimension of the Word to be quickened in you.
so that you can stand and decree and declare. The Bible says that ye shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Hallelujah. Daniel 11 chapter 11 verse 32 says, they that know their God, he said, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. So there is a manifestation of that spirit. It's called the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of dominion, the oppression of the Holy Ghost that causes you to walk in tremendous realms of authority and power. And there are many believers who have had access and they can stand and legislate on behalf of heaven. Hallelujah. And they look at a door and command that door to be closed, and the door is opened. And then they can look at a situation and command it, Ephata, be opened, and it's opened. Commanding authority over territories and nations, they can stand and legislate on behalf of continents and territories and speak over Africa and say, be opened. There is an operation of the Holy Spirit that brings you to that level. He shows you by his word and he empowers you to walk in the reality of that word. Hallelujah. Then the spirit of wisdom and of understanding. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, it said, doth not wisdom cry? Hallelujah. It personifies wisdom. It said, get wisdom, get understanding. Hallelujah. The spirit of wisdom. That is another activity of the Holy Ghost that he begins to furnish in your person. He brings you to a level where you begin to comprehend the ways of God. The wisdom of God is his word, his ways. He teaches you how to walk in the ways and the path of God. He said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. And so there is an activity of the Holy Ghost that causes the word of God to begin to guide you. You begin to make intelligent decisions after the character of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Wisdom is to know what to do. Understanding is to know how to do it. The steps to take. Wisdom is to know what to do. Hallelujah. But understanding tells you how to do it. And that's why the Bible says, in all thy getting, even if you come to a point where you know what to do, you need to know how to do it. Hallelujah. Wisdom is to know that you make fried rice by bringing rice and bringing what again? All of those things, tomatoes, liver, and so on and so forth. Understanding is to know how to combine the ingredients. Are you following me now? So you can have wisdom enough to go to the market. Understanding tells you that when only one person is eating, you don't put a handful of salt. Are you following me now? Wisdom tells you salt is required to make the food tasty. But understanding begins to guide you through the processes and the steps. He said, in all thy getting, get understanding. So there is the activity of the Holy Ghost that brings you to a point where you know God's ways and you understand how to take steps and get that result. It's an operation of the Holy Spirit. And then there is the spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of counsel and my Paul prayed a prayer. He said, I pray that you be strengthened in your inner man. That's the operation of the spirit of might. He brings you to a point where you walk in tremendous strength and ability, grace and stamina for the journey. Are you following me now? Physical and spiritual strength. That was a dimension of the Holy Ghost that was at work in Samson. I hope you know that Samson was not a macho man. Otherwise, Delilah would not be asking him for the secret of his strength. There was an activity, an operation of the spirit of might upon him. I'm sure he was like me. Hallelujah. So don't take us for granted. There is an activity of the Holy Ghost. I understand how God created me. That's why I don't look for trouble. I prefer to speak the word. Hallelujah. The spirit of counsel. The Bible says you shall hear a voice from behind saying to you, this is the way, Isaiah 30, walk ye in it. the counsel of the Spirit. David said in the Daniel, he said in the night time when men sleep, then the Spirit of God begins to communicate the counsel of God. And then there is the Spirit of knowledge. The word knowledge there is not just the word, is the word epignosis, the highest dimension of knowledge. Hallelujah. It's not knowledge that is as a result of experience. It's knowledge that is an impartation from the Spirit. Knowledge that is beyond your age, beyond your level of exposure, beyond your intellect. It's a dimension of knowledge. Hallelujah. That's the manifestation of the Holy Spirit that causes what we call the word of knowledge. When you walk up to someone and say your name is this and that, I know you from this and that, you do not have any personal relationship with the person. Hallelujah. But by the operation of that Spirit, you can comprehend certain things. Hallelujah. That was the Spirit that was at work in Daniel that made him 10 times better. Hallelujah. And then he says the Spirit and of the fear of the Lord. That word in Hebrew, or that phrase in Hebrew, is Yirat Adonai. The Spirit of reverence. Doesn't talk about fear in our sense of fear, but the Spirit of reverence. There is an activity of the Holy Spirit that comes upon you that causes you to revere Him. So after singing, I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God, you know, you come to a point where you think you begin to rock shoulders with God, and then the Spirit of reverence comes upon you. Isaiah had that manifestation from chapter 1. He began to prophesy, and then in chapter 6 he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I, Isaiah, saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up. He said the train of his robe filled the temple. There was an impartation of the Spirit of reverence. Hallelujah. And that's one manifestation that many people in the church age do not have. That's the reason why people can bribe and cheat in church. People can do all kinds of things, and you wonder, do these people really fear God? Why don't you say, do these people really have knowledge? Fear God. The Spirit of reverence. Coming to a point where you don't just believe in God, you respect Him. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you something. When you get born again and the Spirit of God comes, understand this. The Holy Spirit comes upon you. But I want you to know that these manifestations are not experienced automatically. This is where my message starts tonight. Are you following me now? As you begin to walk in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost causes you to see the dimensions of the Holy Spirit that are available to be accessed in His Word. Are you following me now? Every time you study the Word, you begin to see certain dimensions of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And for every time you see, the Holy Ghost begins to put a hunger for the dimension that He wants you to operate. Are you following me now? So as you begin to study, suddenly you find out that there is something about the operation of Him being the Spirit of reverence. And as you begin to place a demand in the Spirit, by praying and by staying in His presence, you give Him access to begin to reveal that dimension of Him in you. Are you following me now? So many believers think the moment you have the Spirit, you have these sevenfold manifestations. No, the Holy Spirit comes upon you, but wait for your hunger to place a demand on the dimension of Him that you would want Him to show you. There are several dimensions of Him as revealed in Scripture, and it is the dimension that you place a demand on in the realm of the Spirit that you see Him revealed to you. Hallelujah. The Bible makes us to understand in Exodus chapter 31. The Bible says when Moses received the blueprint of the tabernacle from the mountain, the Bible says there was a dimension of the Holy Spirit that came upon an ordinary man called Bezalel. Hallelujah. He said, I have anointed Bezalel. And there was an operation of the Holy Spirit that imparted creativity, supernatural insight and creativity in Bezalel, so that he will build the house according to pattern. For he was instructed upon the mount that he would have to build the house according to pattern. Hallelujah. And all the descriptions were given by God meticulously, and he needed someone with an unusual operation of the Spirit. And then the Spirit of God came upon Bezalel. Hallelujah. So there are several dimensions. I hope you know that the Holy Spirit is God. Say after me, the Holy Spirit is God. Many people reduce him to an archangel. Many people reduce him to a wind or a Pentecostal phenomenon. No, the Holy Spirit is God. He's as vast as God is. And so for you to experience his fullness in your life, you must search through the word and find out. Every time the Holy Spirit operated through a man, he didn't operate all his dimensions through one man. So when you study through the lives of several people, the patriarchs of old, one of the things that their lives reveal to us is the dimensions of the Holy Spirit that can be available. I follow me now. So that we will follow them who through faith and patience, we will begin to place a demand and say, Holy Ghost, you operated a strange dimension through a man. There was a dimension of wisdom that Solomon walked in. What is that dimension? There was a dimension of the prophetic that David walked in. That although he was in the Old Testament, he was able to access realities of the New Testament. For instance, it was David who said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. That was the activity of the coronation of Jesus, according to Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5 to 11. Hallelujah. How did David see these things? In Psalm 100, he said something. He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving. How did David know that the court of God had gates? He said, and into his court with praises. The prophet began to speak in Isaiah. He said, I will give you a garment of praise. How did he know that praise was a garment in the realm of the spirit? He said, I will give you a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That you will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of our Lord. So all of these people, through when you study scripture, you see the operation of the Holy Spirit through several people. Even in the prophetic, there were different dimensions of his operation. You find out that Paul was an apostle, Peter was an apostle. All of these people had unique manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you study these things, the Holy Ghost begins to quicken in you the dimensions of him that he wants you to experience. And through your hunger and pressing, you can begin to place a demand and say, Spirit of the living God, I desire to encounter you as the spirit of creativity. And suddenly you begin to see him reveal that operation of himself in you. Are you following me now? This is a powerful revelation. That's what the Lord was showing me. There were different streams. The Bible says in Isaiah, in Ezekiel chapter 47, how that from the east side of the temple, there was a river that began to flow from the temple. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he measured 1,000 cubits and it was to my feet. And then he measured 1,000 cubits and it was to the knees. He measured 1,000 cubits. It was to his chest. He measured 1,000 cubits and it was a river. And he said, wherever that river went, it caused all the fishes that were dead to come alive. These were the operations of the Spirit. The Bible also tells us in the book of Genesis chapter 2, how that there was a river that came out from the east of Eden and it parted itself into four dimensions. Hallelujah. These are the manifestations and the operations of the Spirit. But when we just sit down and feel that all to the Holy Ghost is praying in tongues, no, we need to begin to place a demand on several dimensions of him that will be required to accomplish the tasks that are before us. For there is no man who can do anything outside of the Spirit of God. The Bible makes us to understand that a supernatural grace for leadership and administration came upon a man called Joseph. And he was able to administrate and save a nation from famine. These are all the operations of the Spirit that are available to us. Hallelujah. That's the reason why you can find someone working in kingdom authority, making decrees, but making absolutely foolish decisions, because we have crippled the operation of the Holy Spirit by stereotyping into only the spirit of dominion. Hallelujah. And then we have others who will not walk in dominion, but will walk in great wisdom and in understanding. We must experience the fullness of the Spirit by searching our lives to see the dimensions of Him that we have not allowed to begin to find expression, and to begin to place a prophetic demand on those dimensions.
Ejimi shared a scripture some days ago, and I've been meditating on that scripture. Hallelujah. A great servant of God with an awesome teaching grace. And he began to share how that, do you know that the first manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the Bible was not as one who will call sons into glory, but as the spirit of creativity? The first manifestation of the Holy Ghost in the Bible, the first manifestation of the Word in the Bible was not for healing, it was for creativity. The first manifestation of the Father in the Bible was for creativity. Isn't that amazing? That gives us a picture of God's original desire for us, because at that time man had not fallen, man had not even been created. All the other functions of the Holy Spirit had to evolve as a result of the need and the fall of man. If man never fell, we will never know God as Savior. I hope you know that. So the fall of man, although it was bad, but it gave us an opportunity to see the vastness and the multifaceted dimension that exists in this deity called God. So in Him is the Creator, in Him is the Savior, in Him is the Redeemer, in Him is wisdom, in Him is understanding. And that's why He told Moses, I am that I am. When you begin to experience all of these multifaceted dimensions of the Holy Spirit, it brings you to a point where you become a true worshiper, because then you understand that He is big. Then you can sing that song, you are bigger than what we say. You are bigger than what we say. You cannot call Him big if all you have experienced is just the spirit of dominion. Until you taste or taste and see that the Lord is good, place a demand on every dimension and of the operation of the Spirit that you have not seen at work in your life. And I've been praying this scripture. I said, Lord, manifest in me as the spirit of creativity. The Bible talks about men coming up with witty inventions as a result of the operation of the Spirit. You know what? This teaching helps you so that whenever you are taking your journey through life, you will know what dimensions of the Holy Spirit are responsible for commanding certain breakthroughs. When you need to make a wise decision, you don't need Him to manifest as the Spirit of the Lord. You need Him to manifest as the Spirit of counsel and might. And the Lord showed me in the vision these streams parting, and He told me all of them are necessary. In other words, you short circuit your spiritual progress and the height to which you can attain in the spirit when you limit the Holy Ghost to just one person or one dimension. Hallelujah. He is also called the Spirit of prayer and intercession. There is an operation, there is a dimension of Him that supplies grace to stay in the place of prayer. So that you don't pray for 5 minutes and just believe that you have finished praying. There is an activity of the Spirit. That's why the psalmist said, quicken us and we will call upon your name. Grant us strength. There is an operation of the Holy Spirit that grants you grace to stay in the journey. That's what the Bible calls the spirit of might. That when you are riding against the trend, all kinds of persecution, there is an operation that grants you the staying grace. He said, though He slay me, yet will I praise Him. Job's wife said, curse God and die. And he said, why do you talk like one of these stupid women? An activity of the Holy Spirit that gives you staying
stamina through the storm. And men look at you riding through something that is killing others. And like Job, you say, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. And men look at you and say, what kind of strength are you standing with? What operation of the spirit is making you stand when you should compromise? There is an energy. It comes from the Greek word energes, to energize, to supply with power. An activity of the spirit.
Because as you begin to rise, there are all kinds of things that happen to you. That was the operation that was at work in people like Stephen when they were about to martyr him. In spite of all of that persecution, he looked at them and said, forgive them. The only one that prayed the same prayer that Jesus prayed. And although they were stoning him, there was a staying grace. The Bible says his face lit like that of an angel. And Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost. Many believers are not able to stand through harsh situations because we have not placed a demand on that dimension of the Holy Spirit that supplies grace in that area of need. So people just look at you and say, Ejimi is not a real man of God. Exposed. He's not ordinary. Forget about all these things you are seeing. And then you begin to cry and say, God, I will not do again. Oh, nah. You need to pray and place a demand on that dimension of the Holy Spirit that gives you strength for the journey. And then the voice of God will come, lo, I am with you. Always. It is a always. It's a always. Hallelujah. It's my desire that we experience the fullness of the person of the Holy Spirit. That we come to a point where we can tap into his multifaceted dimensions. And then we begin to rule and reign. And when you are hard pressed, like Paul, you say we have been pressed. And then they see you smiling through a storm that should kill people. You know what dimension of the spirit to operate. When people begin to persecute you on account of righteousness, you begin to pray and say, thank you. There is strength in my inner man. I am energized by the spirit. When your parents look at you and say, I'm sure you'll be a failure. You are a stupid person. They call you, they say, idiot, where is he? Humanly speaking, it has a tendency to demoralize your psychology, but not when the spirit of might is at work in you. You will smile through something that should demoralize you, and you see it as a challenge. And you say, it doth not yet appear what we shall be like. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. The saints of old made themselves guinea pigs to reveal to our generation the dimensions of the Holy Spirit that are available. But can I tell you something? There are other dimensions that they have not seen that our generation will open up to the body. There are certain dimensions of the Spirit that have not yet been experienced, even by the patriarchs. That's the reason why we must stay sensitive, because times will come when we will see certain operations of the spirit that we, if we are not careful, we will not agree with, because it does not meet our traditional and our religious rudiments. Philip revealed something about the spirit. The Bible says how that the spirit transported him. That's an operation of the Holy Spirit that our generation at a time will place a demand on. Everything you see scattered in scripture, and that there are certain things that the Holy Ghost begins to incubate in your spirit. And at first you will be afraid because you cannot find a scripture to back it. But as you study and as you progress in your walk with the spirit, you begin to find out that although you may not see it yet, it is consistent with the universal character of God. These are archives, and all some of them are futuristic. The church may not begin to work in them corporately, but a time will come when God will compel you to begin to place a demand.
I hope you know that every dimension of the Holy Spirit was first opened by somebody. Hallelujah. And so the Holy Spirit is telling us that we have been underutilizing His person. We have been underutilizing His ability. Our concept of His manifestation in our lives has been reduced to just miracles and tongues. But there is more to this person called the Holy Spirit. Our Paracletos, our standby, advocate, strengthener. He said, "That which I speak to you in the secret, declare thou on the mountaintop." Hallelujah. That's why the saints of old respected him so much. God is calling us to a point where we realize that there are infinite dimensions for access in the spirit. And there are certain things we will never accomplish until we understand that the Holy Spirit can operate in these dimensions. There are several people and ministries that are suffering today because they do not know that the help they need can be accessed in a dimension of the Holy Spirit if they make a demand on that dimension. Hallelujah. And so I choose to open up myself to every dimension that is available in this person. That dimension of him that will supply the staying grace for the journey. For many of you who are in ministry or desire to be in ministry, you need the staying grace of the Spirit. That dimension of his person. Because sometimes you will need to stand alone, but the Spirit of might will empower you. You come to a point where you are energized by the workings of his spirit, empowered by grace and an anointing that you yourself cannot explain. Hallelujah. And you will run. There is an operation of the Holy Spirit that will grant you speed in life. If you don't place a demand, you will lag and suffer in life. The Bible makes us to understand that when Elijah told us, he said, "Saddle your ass and run, for I hear the sound of the abundance of rain." And then he went back. He was delayed. But the Bible makes us to understand that the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. Every time you hear the hand of the Lord, that's the operation of the Spirit. And it caused Elijah. Strength and grace came upon Elijah. And then Elijah began to run. How many of you have seen people under the anointing and they do things with such speed that you know they cannot do humanly? Many of us cannot see beyond the manifestations that this is an operation of the Holy Spirit that is available when we place a demand. That's why I said the hand of Zerubbabel, that if that operation of the Holy Spirit is at work, you will start a project and finish it with a dimension of speed that you cannot explain. Whether a building project, whatever it is. I tell you the truth. These are some of the dimensions that God has shown us by grace. And we have put it to work. And the results are even getting us scared. Because we realize that these are the riches. That's why the Bible says, in him dwells all fullness. And you can begin to tap into different dimensions of that fullness. Hallelujah. And it's our job to bring you tonight to that understanding that the fact that you are filled with the Holy Spirit, hear me, is no guarantee that you will automatically begin to experience these dimensions of him. That's why we call koinonia a place of intimacy and what? Partnership. There must be a participation in the Spirit. So could it be that this teaching tonight is revealing to you the answer to your prayers and saying, "Lord, how come I'm not just creative?" And the Holy Spirit is saying, "I am available. If you will beckon on this dimension of me, I will cause you to come up with things that will amaze you." Hallelujah.
there is a dimension of the Holy Ghost that comes upon you and causes you to walk in divine help. It doesn't just happen just because you are confessing the word. The Bible makes us to understand that if that same spirit that raised Jesus, hold on, there is a revelation. Hallelujah. Why did he use raising Jesus from the dead? Paul prayed a prayer that you comprehend the kind of power and energy that was exerted when the Christ was raised from the dead. And he said, if that same spirit that can cause a decaying body, hallelujah, a decaying body by all biological standards, in an instant breathe life and quicken that body to come alive, if that same spirit, that means if that same operation of the Holy Spirit is permitted to be activated in your life, then that same spirit will cause a quickening. If you want to do ministry, you had better know the Holy Spirit as a quickening spirit. Otherwise, you will collapse on the stage and die one day. That's why sometimes you see us walk and wonder, where is this energy coming from? There is a supernatural operation of the Spirit. For it is not by power, it is not by might, it's by my Spirit. Right after this meeting, we are going for a vigil, stretching through till the morning. And we have other activities. What gives us this confidence? I don't know any of us that has slept today. We have been walking since morning. Hallelujah. But we can take advantage of this supply of his dimension. And we can say, Spirit of God, although my flesh is weak, I trust your enabling grace. He's the Holy Ghost, scepter of the King of Kings. You're the Holy Ghost, seal of the age to come. You're changing everything in obedience to Christ. That was the activity of the Holy Spirit that brought the miracle to our brother, God's servant. Hallelujah. Brought a quickening. When you tap into the dimension of the Spirit, things are not working well in your family. There's no point sitting down to say, whatever will be, will be. Oh God said, we think about demons, we think about Satan, we discuss about them, rather than searching from the word. What dimension of the Holy Ghost? And the best way is to find out in the Bible, where did they face my kind of problem? How did the solution come? It reveals an operation of the Spirit that I can tap into. For Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If a dimension was accessed in him, that dimension is still available unto us. There were men who were in famine. What dimension of the Spirit did they access that granted them authority to say, by this time tomorrow, people are crying and ranting of recession, and I tell you, there is a supply of the Spirit that can bring you to a point of freedom. What did Jacob do by the well that caused animals to look at black wood and begin to mate, and their children come with the dot of what kind of technology? What manifestation of the Spirit was supplied at that point? What dimension of the Holy Ghost was quickened in David that brought him to a point where God could call him his friend? That's why the word of God is there for us. It's not for you to cram scriptures so that you can get a nice message. It's for you to begin to search out in the Spirit, and when you find it, you hold on to it and say, Lord, I have found the dimension of the Holy Ghost that will create a supply for the situation that is killing me. And that's why the Bible says, the entrance of thy word giveth life. You hear us shout every time, the word, because as you stay with the word, there is a brooding of the Spirit.
He knows what dimension of you that he needs. That's why sometimes when you are studying the Bible, he tells you, okay, get up and begin to pray. And you're praying in tongues. And scriptures are coming. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. You're writing, you're praying. He's showing you what supply of his person will bring you the miracle you need. When you find it, you will command authority. Let me tell you, when you find it, you have found it. The anointing from that scripture will come upon your life. Has no respect for your age, has no respect for your gender.
There is a dimension of the spirit that moves Solomon to offer a sacrifice that compels something about God. The Bible says Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings. Do you know what 1,000 burnt offerings are? It's not ordinary. You can be in a situation and you are dying of it, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might will just come and breathe upon you. And he will tell you, go to the Bible and you find out where certain operations of the spirit were done. And you say, now, go and sow this seed to so person and watch the wonder working power of God. You are not just sowing seeds, you are responding to an operation of the spirit. Are you understanding what I'm teaching? It's the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. For every operation in the kingdom, it takes the supply of the spirit. Hear me, friends. It's vain to attempt to do anything in the kingdom without the Holy Ghost. He is the lifeline, the one who connects us with victory in the spirit. That's why we totally depend on his person. Imagine if we had to use our intellect. How much do we know in ourselves? But for the supply of the spirit brings a dimension of wisdom, a dimension of grace, a dimension of power, a dimension of favor, a dimension of glory and beauty and honor and dominion and authority and access.
How can you walk when you don't know the way of the wind? How can you run when you don't know the way of the spirit? How can you fly when you don't know the way of the wind? His power at work in you, changing everything. That's what God is doing tonight in obedience to Christ. He's changing everything. It's vain to try to do God's things without understanding. How can you walk when you don't know the way of the wind? How can you run when you don't know the way of the spirit? How can you fly when you don't know the way of the wind? Power at work in me, changing everything. In obedience to Christ, Shapa Kapakaria, changing everything. In obedience to Christ, you're the Holy Ghost, you're the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God. You're the Holy Ghost, Center of the King of Kings. Power at work in you, it's changing everything. For the Holy Ghost,
everything.
Everything.
In obedience, Of your life.
Hey!
Rekete boko your future.
We do it willingly. We do it willingly. The nations will know that we fear the Lord. The nations will know from the rising of the sun to the going down of the spirit. His banner will rise in our midst. There is a shout of the king in the midst of his people, and he will be exalted.
Position ourselves for victory. We position ourselves for increase. We position ourselves for prosperity. We position ourselves for greater levels of power, greater levels of the anointing, greater levels of faith, greater levels of wisdom, greater levels of favor. The emergence of champions. Men who understand the ways of God. Men who understand the operation of the Spirit. Come on, you are praying. You are praying. You are praying. You came tonight for serious business. Enough is enough with that sickness, that terminal disease. Tap into the spirit of resurrection, the operation of the spirit of resurrection. Come on, pray. Enough of demonic oppression. Enough. Every supply is in the presence of the Holy Ghost. He is a blessing. 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 I will never be the same. I came tonight for my destiny. I came tonight for my life. I didn't come to preach. I came to bless the demand. I came to bless the demand. I came to bless the demand. Let the nations know that your God is alive. Let the nations know that your God is alive. Stop tolerating things. Change them. Place a demand on the oppression of the spirit that will command that level of victory. You came tonight for Koinonia. God is upgrading your life. You will never be the same. So when we walk this way, we find the spirit. We are the victorious generation. Tell me, we are rising. I'm telling you, you are rising. You are changing. You are changing. You are not the same. You are changing. You are changing. By the Holy Ghost, you are changing. You are changing. I like it.
manifestation of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you ready to begin to speak over your life, right? Are you ready to begin to command? The Bible says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Hear me. You're not just speaking alone. You're speaking in partnership with the Holy Ghost. You're speaking in partnership with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For the next few minutes, I'd like you to radically speak God's word. Send it to your life, address issues. If you need to carry your Bible, carry your Bible. But begin to speak. Change. I command change. Reke poroso pai. Greater grace in my finances according to the word of the Lord. My path is as a shining light. Family, 1 minute. God has been bracing us up. Let me tell you something. We are entering fearful dimensions of the Spirit, of grace, of result, of power. My friend sent me a text from Lagos and he said, the Lord told me to tell you that the economy of this land will literally be handled by the members of ENI. I don't have any ministry bias. It's a word that came from my friend in Lagos. But this is how we praise up. This is how we praise up. So we are going to pray. We are going to pray and say, everything that is not of God, we take it away. Command increase. Command victory. Come on, go ahead and pray. Greater miracles. Greater transformation. The word of God is being taught. We are not derailed. In the name of Jesus, we cast arrogance. We cast fear. We are rising. By the Spirit, the supply of the Spirit. Pray for the minister. Pray for the heads of the party. By the Spirit, let us pray. Let us prosperity. Let us power. Let us miracle. Direction from the Spirit. voice of the Lord. We hear the voice of the Lord. We live by the word. We live by the word. We live by the word. We teach only the word. And the Lord confirms his word. Pray for the department, the media department, the ushering department, the protocol department, to send us a public, to replicate the fullness of God's life, the fullness of God's life, the fullness of his grace. Pray for the worship team, the presence of God will never depart from this place. The tabernacle of the Lord God, a solution center for every kind of challenge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we are going to specially pray over our finances and that of our family members. Are you listening to me? It's our goal in this place that the least person here will be empowered so that we don't talk about money. We do other things. Are you following me? There are other very important things in the kingdom. It's amazing. Every church you go to, they're talking about money. Money, money, money. Satan is distracting us with our needs and we forget our assignments. But we are going to pray. We are going to say, not this place. There is a shout of a king. Go ahead and pray for yourself. Command increase. Prophesy. Speak over your family. Many of our families are suffering. Come on, pray. Enough is enough. We place a demand. That spirit that was upon Isaac, that made him sow in the land where there was famine. That spirit that was upon Solomon, that made him the richest man. That spirit that was upon Job, that made him the richest man in the east. Enough is enough. This is a wealthy place. According to Psalm 66, verse 12, thou hast got man to ride upon our heads. We went through fire, but thou hast brought us into our wealthy place. Thou hast brought us into our wealthy place. Pray Psalm 66, verse 12. Pray Psalm 66, verse 12. Thou hast brought us into our wealthy place. Of plenty, we have enough to feed the poor, we have enough to do the works of the kingdom. We refuse to beg for money, we refuse to be in need. The Lord is our shepherd, we are not in want. The Lord is our shepherd, He is our bread provider. Oh, earth, we speak unto you. Job said, as for the earth, out of it comes bread. We command the goodness of this land to flow to us. The goodness of the land, because we are willing and we are obedient. We eat the good of the land. We eat the good of the land. Favor from the north, favor from the south, favor from the east, favor from the west. Favor, favor, favor by the Spirit, favor by the mercy of God, favor by the grace of God, the oil of favor, the oil of favor, overtaking you, more than enough, more than enough for our God's project, more than enough for everything we need to do, more than enough, more than enough. We are stepping into abundance. The kingdom advances in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One last prayer point. You're going to pray and prophesy to yourself. Hallelujah.
This is what I hear in the spirit. The Lord is saying, tell them to prophesy. That is your season of light. The Bible says, in your light, we see light. Hallelujah. It said they looked up to him and their faces were lightened and they were not ashamed. For when there is light, there is no stumbling. When there is light, there is precision. There is accuracy. It's a time of light. Light. Kaposikabaya. Go ahead and pray. I'm rising. Prophesy. I'm rising in the life of God. The light of his glory. The light of his countenance. The light of his power. I arise in light. I prophesy in light. I teach in light. I minister in light. I reign in light. I run in light. I fly in light. God is that light. His word is that light. In your light, I see light. In your light, I see light. Hey! I move in light. I grow in light. Hallelujah. Hear me, friends. You will be amazed to see the kind of transformations that are happening to you. You cannot be the same, no. You will begin to reign as a citizen of the kingdom. You will command victory that will scare you. Why? Because you are aligning yourself to the lifestyle and the operation of heaven. For when we know his ways and we can hear his voice and we are diligent to obey, he will set us above. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. It says, it shall come to pass in that day that when you hearken to the voice of the Lord to do all that I have commanded you this day, he said that I will set you on high and this blessing shall come upon you and shall overtake you. It's a new season. Psalm 66 verse 12. Thou hast caused men to ride upon our heads. We pass through water and through fire, but thou broughtest us into a wealthy place. We walk in an avalanche of miracles. Impossible miracles. They are only beginning by the supply of the Spirit. When men ask you and say, what in the world is happening to you? You tell them it's by the Spirit. I believe in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He can change a man. He can change a people. And it's his presence is at work in this place. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your help. Indeed, you have been a helper unto us. We depend totally on you. We depend absolutely on you. Without you, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. 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 Please, throughout this week, I want to encourage you. Don't just study on the Holy Spirit. Study on your partnership with him. Are you listening to me? Get Yongicho's book, The Holy Spirit, My Senior Partner, by David Yongicho. Get other books. Like A Mighty Rushing Wind by Mel Tari. Get books about the Spirit by Kenneth Hagin. And then study from the Bible. Sit down and study. Hear me. Write down the areas of your life you are tired of and you need change. Study God's word and find out where in the Bible they experience those kinds of problems. Is it finances? Look for all the scriptures you can find
about the stories of famine and hardship and lack. This is an assignment for everybody. We are students of the kingdom. Hallelujah. If you are struggling with sickness, that find it. Study about Job. Hallelujah. If you think you have been relegated in the background so that nobody even values you, study. How did Jesus rise from a poor Nazarene to a world figure? Are you listening to me? So this week is not the week of visitation, traveling up and down. Say, ah, we are free of you, Kuplo. That's the time to stay with the word. Hallelujah. Stay with the word. Don't forget, I know that sometimes we can look emotional now, but when we step out of here, we just stay with the word. Are you listening to me? Stay with the word. Don't just pray. Open your Bible and study it. How amiable are your laws, O Lord? They are my meditation all day long. Go and get tapes. Jordan Bookstore is there. Buy the truth. Get it. Go to the media library. Get books on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. How you can align yourself with Him. Hallelujah. Get books about people. How they started their ministry. Books that talk about the history of people. Let me tell you something. Look up. Concentrate on how people got victorious, not their current results. Are you listening to me? Many of us are too carried away by results. Guy, if you come for koinonia, you see how did the people align themselves? Every time you see a man walking in glory and power and any dimension you desire, stop chasing results. Start chasing the process. What did he do? How did he align himself with the Spirit? Hallelujah. You see someone commanding unending favor. The person must have taught something. No matter what price you have to pay, find out. Hallelujah. Sometimes we play in our house messages of different ministers and men of God that we desire to step into their reality. And while we listen, there is a transfer. There are impartations going on. For hours we are listening to messages we have already had, but there's something we are contacting. For as we behold, we are being changed. Then one day you see something and a reality enters your spirit, and then you begin to step in that reality. That's why we encourage you and we say, get these tapes, get these teachings. We're not just trying to promote ourselves. Our promotion comes from God. We are giving you forum. Have an opportunity, giving you an opportunity to hear God's word until something enters your spirit. Hallelujah. So this week is the time to study about our partnership with the Holy Spirit. Study on the dimensions of Him that you want to see. Many of us need to know Him as the creative one. Ha! It's been my personal study. I've been studying that dimension of Him, and I will still continue studying. When I come back tomorrow, I'll get back to work. Genesis chapter 1. Lord, show me something. Show me something. Cause my eyes to see. What came upon Bezalel? What came upon Bezalel that caused him to begin to flow? As you tap into that dimension of the Spirit, instantly you begin to see the result. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you because you are faithful. We give you all the praise because you are changing us. I pray, Lord, that tonight's message will stay in our spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because in this atmosphere there is no sickness. We have zero tolerance for sickness, zero tolerance for every oppression, zero tolerance for failure and poverty. We walk in the fullness of everything that Jesus Christ died to give us. And Lord, we thank you that even as we study from your word, cause our eyes to experience a dimension of light that will open us up to new operations of the Spirit. And give us the grace to place a demand on those dimensions. and see them at work in our lives. Hallelujah. You may need to get tapes. Hear me. You may need to get tapes of certain people that have operated in the spirit of certain things that you desire, and play those tapes. As you are listening, as the tapes are playing, even if you are not listening to the message, just stay and soak in that glory. And you are praying, Kapo Sakapratija. Lord, let something enter into me, and the spirit will enter you. You will not even know something has happened until you rise up suddenly. You find out that doors that would not open will begin to open. Are you getting blessed tonight? Lord, we give you praise. Lift up your hands and tell him thank you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Thank you. Because we step into supernatural realms, the nations will know that we call upon you and that we fear you. Lord, keep making us relevant in your program and agenda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If this is your